It's like somebody giving a person a Chinese book and tell them to read it. I knew I was intelligent. I knew I was clever enough, but the only problem is I could not grasp what the people were trying to give me. I couldn't read or write. And when I got to a certain age, I basically left school with no education whatsoever. My name is John. I'm from South Leithrim. I went to school in a normal national school, being the start of the 70s, mid-70s, you can say. Like everyone else, school was school. You went there to learn. And for some reason, I couldn't. The way they were teaching children back then was when you didn't learn something, they used the cane. And they frightened people, the frightened kids. And the harder they tried to beat it into the child, the more nervous they got. Now, I hadn't that experience, but I seen it going on. And I was afraid of it as well.
I go to school, I get a walloping at school, come back home, I'd be sick, and I'd have to go to bed and get up and do my lessons again, and go back to bed again and go off to school again the next day. But all I remember is being sick all the time. They sent me off to another school. I don't think I learned much there either.
Get the school bag and I used to fire across the room and kick it around the place. I just hated doing my homework. My name is Teresa Walsh. I'm from Cavan Town. I grew up in a kind of out the country, and it was kind of like a small little country school, so it was with the one teacher taught the same, you know, the same pupils in the one room, so they'd, and if you didn't know something, tough. And as a small age, when you're slapped to do stuff, you kind of remember it, so you're doing it, sticks in your mind and you're kind of afraid. And then when you didn't know something, you didn't ask.
As I was going through school, I felt very, very, very empty, because everyone else was going ahead of me except me. I was basically staying back, and I couldn't understand. I had to stay back maybe twice, try to catch up, and I couldn't grasp what the teacher was trying to teach me. And eventually, Anya, the teachers, when I got into about third class, maybe fourth class, the teachers decided that basically leave me in the corner and let the class go ahead without me. And that's what was going on for a good few years.
I actually didn't know anything. I was absolutely useless. I couldn't even add up, couldn't multiply. I didn't even know Irish, and I was asked questions in Irish and I didn't know what to say, so I didn't. And one day I did say a thing in Irish, and it was the wrong answer, and everybody laughed, and I never opened my mouth again in class.
Some people used to ask, how were your children getting on at school? So of course, my mother would of course say that John has a problem. And I could hear this. And when you're a child, you don't understand that it's because she's concerned about you. But it was a downgrade of your ability. And did you felt low in yourself for some reason? Of course, when you're a child, you brush it off and you get on with life and you play.
My name is David Fitzgerald.